This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Of all the congressional candidates in Alabama yesterday, only one was guaranteed to win. Democratic Representative Terry Sewell faced no opposition as she reclaimed the 7th District seat. But for the first time in her congressional career, Democrats hold the majority in the House of Representatives. Congresswoman Sewell joins us now to talk about Tuesday's election results. Representative Sewell, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Well, Democrats have captured the House. Republicans still control the Senate. How do you think that'll change how things work on Capitol Hill?
First of all, I think that the biggest winner last night, as far as nationally, was the American people. With Democrats in control of the House, I think we're going to start working to increase access to health care, to strengthening to the wages, as well as repairing our infrastructure. So I really do believe that Democrats taking back the House majority is a victory for the American people. And we won by a very diverse coalition of women, people of color, veterans, and working families. All, I think, benefit from last night's big victory.
Well, one of the things that observers have said about Democrats taking back the House as they expect investigations into the Trump administration. President Trump has already tweeted this morning that if that happens, he'll investigate Democrats. Given that polarization, how will that affect the ability of Congress to actually pass bills, govern, do the work of government?
Oh, I actually disagree with the president. I think that you'll see Democrats legislating more than investigating. I think that that is, once again, President Trump is whistle and baiting. I think, trying to instill fear instead of trying to bring this nation together. I think that the reality is that the American people wanted a divided government because they wanted a checks and balance on this president. I do believe that voters spoke up last night when they put Democrats back in charge of the House, that they do want more legislating than investigating. They want better health care, fairer wages, a more stable future for Social Security and Medicare, and that's what we're going to concentrate on.
So if you have more legislating, what issues do you think you can work with the Republicans on in the Senate and ultimately get through to a Republican president?
I think that infrastructure will be something that will be galvanizing on both sides. We've had so much deferred maintenance on our roads and bridges. And for me, when I think about infrastructure, I also want to include broadband. I represent rural parts of Alabama that really need access to the Internet, and connectivity will be really important. So I think that there are ways that we can really work together. You know, one of the things that both Republicans and Democrats were talking about this election cycle was protecting pre-existing conditions. So when I think about being on the House Ways and Means Committee, I think we have to shore up the Affordable Care Act and work with Republicans to make sure that we do protect pre-existing conditions for all Americans. So I do believe that there are issues that we can work on both sides of the aisle on.
Well, here in Alabama, Democrats had hoped to ride a wave of enthusiasm that put Doug Jones into office in the special election last year. That didn't translate here into victories for Democrats in statewide offices or any other congressional seat but your own. Why do you think Democrats weren't able to make more headway in Alabama?
Obviously, we have to, a lot of work cut out for us as Democrats here in Alabama, but I do believe that we fielded amazing candidates. Walt Maddox was a great candidate, but he faced a deeply divided and partisan climate right here in Alabama. And I believe that we as Democrats have work to do in terms of outreach to voters who don't feel that they're represented by today's partisan politics. I think we need to mobilize Democrats in every part of our state, not just to vote, but to engage in our communities. Because I do believe that when we are able to connect with voters, we as Democrats have better policies. We as Democrats are really fighting to be a voice for all Alabamians, not just some Alabamians. So I was disappointed that we weren't able to make headwinds in the state of Alabama. I was, however, deeply pleased that in Jefferson County we had a really great night. We have a Democratic DA for Jefferson County as well as a Democratic sheriff for the Jefferson County. So I do believe that we as Democrats have our work cut out for us in Alabama. I do believe we fielded great candidates in Judge Vance and Walt Maddox, and I just think that they were facing a deeply divided partisan climate right here in Alabama. But I think that our focus on the issues that matter to working families, including health care and good-paying jobs and investing in our school, was the right one. But I also believe that we faced a political environment in our state that is so deeply divided, Republicans were able to rely on the turnout from their base to win. So we really, as Democrats, have our work cut out for us here in Alabama, but we're not afraid of hard work. We have to really mobilize and really do outreach. outreach to voters, not just around election time, but 365 days out of the year, and really trying to convince these voters who feel that they're not being represented by the partisan politics that we're the voice for all Alabamians.
Democratic Congresswoman Terry Sewell represents Alabama's 7th Congressional District. She was elected to a fifth term in office yesterday. Representative Sewell, thanks for your time.